Don't believe the media hype. Celebrities, models, and other stars you see on TV, in music videos, movies, and magazines all have to spend hours upon hours getting glammed up. They are personal trainers, chefs, stylists, makeup artists, and beauticians working together to create the ultimate finished image for the camera. If you had a glam squad hooking you up for a few hours, you would look like that too. Not to mention the photo retouching and airbrushing. Sean Robinson, an anchor on Access Hollywood and author of a book I highly recommend you read, Exactly As I Am, visited Oprah's all-girls school in Africa and noted how the girls' lack of exposure to the media allowed them to develop confidence without those distractions. I think we would be better off, too, by limiting our daily media intake. Good and bad hair days. Ah, bad hair days. I've had more than my fair share of them. My mother and sister have soft, wavy hair that's easy to manipulate. Nothing like mine. My mother didn't hide her frustration when it was time to press my hair or braid it after I washed it. My mother found my hair hard to manage, especially when I got to the age where I no longer wore cornrows and little girl plaits. But I loved to get my hair done. It made me feel so good. To me, getting my hair done was the best feeling in the world, and an instant confidence booster when I came out of the salon looking fly. And the whole ordeal of getting my hair done every few weeks, sitting in salons for hours, subjecting my scalp to burns from the lye, sodium hydroxide, in the perm, and excessive heat from the hair dryers, it was all heavily rooted in wanting to achieve styles and a hair texture that made me feel better about myself. Again, wanting what I didn't have. So whether I had a jerry curl, a perm, or box braid extensions, I felt like I was at my best when my hair was on point. I used to cut pictures out of magazines like Hype Hair, Sophisticate's Black Hair, Ebony, and Essence, but I could never reproduce my stylist work at home the next day. Note, I don't know why blacks and whites use the term perm differently. I use it to refer to a chemical process that permanently straightens the hair, while whites refer to perms as chemical processes that permanently curl the hair. I remember one day at school when I was about 15, and at lunch, one of my friends noticed that I had a big patch of hair missing from the side of my head. I don't know how I hadn't noticed, but it definitely happened during my weekend visit to a local beauty school. It wasn't even my first or last visit, as my funds were limited, but thank God that never happened again. The notion of having a bad hair day was very real to me, but I took it to the extreme. My self-esteem was wrapped up in my hair. Believe it or not, millions of grown women still feel this way. Consider the 2009 documentary, Good Hair, which explored black women's obsession with their hair, causing them to spend thousands of dollars on hair weaves and relaxers, aka the creamy crack. I don't know who taught us to hate our natural hair. Whatever the reason, hair care is a billion-dollar industry, and black women are a large part of that. In 2010, after relaxing my hair for 20 years at 4 to 6 week intervals, I started looking into what it would take for me to start wearing my hair natural again. I wasn't in a rush, but I began reading blogs and watching YouTube videos that answered questions about styling and maintaining natural hair. After all, you don't see many white women trying to make their hair look like ours. They embrace their texture. Why couldn't I? Not only that, but my daughter was asking me questions about why she couldn't wear her hair down like the other little girls at school. When I came home from the salon with my hair flat ironed or with a Dominican blowout, straight and silky, falling past my shoulders. She loved the look and wanted me to do the same thing to her hair. I didn't want her to think that her hair has to be straight or swing to be beautiful, so I examined my own beliefs about my hair, did some research, and then did the big chop. I didn't think I could deal with styling my natural hair, but I remembered when I first learned how to roll my hair with rollers, use a curling iron, and so on, and I knew after an adjustment, I'd be all right. These days, I've learned that although I still allow my hair's behavior to affect my mood, good hair is simply healthy hair. Straight or curly, kinky, not nappy, sounds too negative, or smooth, light or dark. It's all about you feeling comfortable with yourself, not your peers, coworkers, or family members, and looking your best. You represent you all day, so do it right.